meeting is being recorded.
Very good. All right, so we're happy that all are here. Welcome to those of you who've just joined us. Last week, we started some thoughts in 2 Peter, and we'll go back and cover some more of those and then get on to some others as our time goes on. But welcome again to everyone.
再次欢迎大家，我们上个星期学的彼得后书，然后今天呢，我们会再次在彼得后书开始学习，然后我们会从往后倒几节，也就是说把那前面的做一个联系上来，再来往下讲。Let's
pray that the Lord will help us.
我们来祷告，祈求神来帮助我们。Lord,
we come to you in our weakness. And we're praying for your strength.
所以主啊, 我们来到你面前, 我们是软弱的, 我们祈求您赐给我们力量。
And we come to you in our ignorance, but we're praying for your wisdom and knowledge.
我们带着无知来到您的面前, 我们祷告祈求您给我们知识和您的智慧。
And Lord, we just pray that you will help us today, help me to know what to say, and help each one to listen in such a way that they might be able to understand.
主要我们今天祷告求您帮助我，帮助Harold呢，知道怎么去讲，也帮助每一个听的人知道应该怎么样去理解。
Lord, we are aware of our need, but we pray that you will be our supply.
主啊，我们知道我们的需求，但是您是我们的供应者。
And so we turn to the word of the Lord again, looking to you for blessing.
我们再次转向主的话，求您赐福给我们。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again, welcome to all, and happy that you're all here. And Norma, you can hear the door going squeak, and that's because Norma has just joined us.
Hello.
Hello, Norma. 欢迎大家每一个人啊，那个你们听见那个门嘎吱，就知道那个Norma进来了。They cannot hear the squeak of the door.
They couldn't hear the squeak?
No. There's a little squeak.
Okay. 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
And the theme in Peter is that it's a wonderful thing that we are able to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but he wants us to grow and he wants us to stay faithful.
在彼得书里的这个主题呢，就是我们信了主耶稣基督是一件美妙的事情，但是呢，我们要一直保持我们的信实和信心。It
is true that as we go through the Christian life, problems arise, and it's easy for us to get our eyes off the Savior. How do we live mature Christian lives rather than just make a profession?
对我们基督徒来说呢，在我们的人生中呢，很容易呢，有很多的大麻烦，但是呢，我们是，我对我们来说也很容易，就是说。 把眼睛离开主，这样的呢，就说我们是怎样在这样的环境下，我们继续的把眼睛盯看着主。And
so there is a path of progression for all of us in verses 5 through 9. 2 Peter 5 through 9, the path of progress in the Christian life.
那个在彼得前后书的第一章第五到九节里呢，就是有一条路径，是我们怎样去进步。All
right, and so these are the words that are in the NIV, I will read them, and then I'm going to give you a logical progression that will come from these words.
这里呢，他要跟大家读一下那个新国际版的这个五到九节，然后读完了以后呢，他要跟大家解释一下这个一步一步的那个往前走的这个逻辑。
It says, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love.
而第五呢，就是他刚才读的真言，这缘故你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心要加上德行，有德行要加上知识，有了知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐要加上敬虔，有了敬虔要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心要加上爱众人的心。
So there's almost a progression here, almost like steps on a ladder.
这里呢，就是有一个一步一步的，就像那个楼梯的那个台阶一样。
The higher you go, the farther you go, the closer you get to what you should be.
那你越往上走呢，你走得越远呢，就是你会到达越接近你应该在的那个地方。
And so I want to lead you up those steps of the ladder today.
今天呢，我要带领大家呢，就是说一步一步的往上走那个楼梯。
The top rung is love.
在最高的处呢，就是爱。
And people say, yes, we understand. That's what the Christian life is all about. We are supposed to love one another.
有些人说呢，我们理解，这就是基督徒人生的全部，我们应该互相爱。
But,Those of us who are very practical say, that's all well and good to say, but how do I love them?
对那些人呢，很多人会问这样的问题，就是说呢，说爱特别容易，那么我们怎么去爱其他的人呢？
Sometimes it's very easy to reach out in love.
有时候呢，很容易的就说去爱别人。
But sometimes it's very hard.
但有时候呢，却很难去爱一些。
So, here we go on the steps of the ladder. The foundation is faith.
那这里我们要上这个楼梯的这个第一步呢，这个基础呢，就是信心。
And the fact is, if you don't believe in Jesus, you'll never be able to love like Jesus.
事实呢是说，如果你不信主耶稣基督，你就没有那个能力像主耶稣基督那样去爱其他人。
If we don't believe in God and acknowledge the wisdom of heaven and hell and reward, we will never get the Christian life under control.
因为我们如果不知道呢，从神来的，我们相信神所有的智慧都是从天上从神来的话，我们很难控制我们基督徒的人生。
And so, the book is not written to ordinary people. It is written to those who have faith.
这封书信呢，不是写给普通人的，是写给那些已经信了的人。
Verse 1.Simon Peter, a servant apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ have received faith. And so it's written to those who have faith.
这个呢，第一节就是所讲的，做基督仆人，做耶稣基督仆人的使徒彼得，西门彼得。写信给那因神和我们的救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人，这些人是得着信心的。
And so some could say, well, I believe God, that's enough.
有些人说呢，我信神，这已经足够了。
But Peter says, no, no, we've got to add to our faith.
那个彼得说，不不不，你必须要在信心上加，不断的增加。
So the first step on the ladder in the NIV is the word goodness.
因为这个在第一步走上去的第一步在那个新国际版里讲到的是德行。
And that word is just a little hard to translate.
这个词呢也比较难翻译。
In some translations, the word is virtue.
在有些里面讲的呢就是翻译成道德。
I find it easiest to understand that the word also means courage.
我在这里呢发现有些词是很容易理解的，总是很容易理解，就是说那个勇气。
Okay, we've got faith, we believe God, now we've got to have courage to go and proceed from there.
因为我们相信的神，我们有了信心，但是呢，现在我们要有勇气往上走，一直往前走。
Especially when you're younger, you recognize that you need courage.
但是呢，特别是当你小的时候。 你需要，你知道你需要勇气。
And sometimes you say to a little child, you go and do that, and the child says, no, I'm afraid.
有时候你跟小孩说，那你去把那件事情做了，那个小孩会说不，因为我很害怕。
Now, when we get to be Christians, we also find that we are born again. We're like babies again, this time in the spiritual world.
在当你成为基督徒以后呢，你通常会发现我们是重生了。我们在那个灵命来讲呢，我们是像个婴儿一样重新出生了。
And the easiest thing would be for us to say, I know I should do that, but I'm afraid.
对我们来说很容易就这么去想，这么去说，我知道我应该去做那件事，但是我很害怕。You
might say, I'm afraid to talk about Jesus.
你说呢，我很害怕去说主耶稣基督。Some
people would say, I'm afraid to go public about Jesus. Some people say, you should be baptized. Oh, you say, well, I don't know, I'm afraid.
有时候呢，对我们来说呢，就是说呢，你很难把你的基督徒的信心公开。有些人说呢，你应该受洗。你说哦，有点害怕。The
word also implies manliness. Manliness in the sense of go ahead, behave like a man, get in there, do it.
有些人呢，这个呢，就暗示着你要像个人，像个男人那样。 那个男人的意思呢，就是说你就往前走，做就是了。And
so you say, I've got faith, and because of faith, I'm prepared to do what I know I should do.
有时候呢，你就会说呢，我有信心，但是我已经准备好了，准备好了去做我应该做的事情。And
the next word is knowledge.
下面一个词呢，就是知识。Now
many people would have reversed those orders.
很多人呢就把会颠倒这个事实。And
they would have said knowledge comes before courage.
他们说呢，知识呢是在你有勇气之前。But
God says no, courage comes before knowledge.
神说不，那个勇气应该是在。
Because you see, the knowledge of God in the Bible is not all up here.
你知道呢，在圣经里的知识，不经常是只是在我们的大脑里面。The
knowledge of the Bible is based on your courage. You say, I am going to do it. I'd better read the Bible and find out how.
这个呢，知识呢，通常是在圣经里，就是说，在你有勇气的时候，你说好吧，我要去看，我要去看看圣经里到底怎么说的。I
remember years ago reading the story about a I would take it he would be a boy, maybe almost a teenager.
因为我就读到一个故事，这故事里呢讲到的一个是小男孩，但是我宁愿称他为是青少年。
I don't know if the story is true or not, but this is how the story went.
我不知道这个故事是不是个真实的故事，这就是这个故事怎么开始的。
The boy, thought about swimming, and so he read a book on how to swim.
这个呢，男孩呢，他想着怎么去游泳，然后他就找了一本书，那本书说怎样学会游泳。
And he read the book, he became very confident.
然后他读完那本书以后呢，他变得很有信心。
And so when he went to the swimming pool, instead of starting at the wading end, he jumped in right at the deep end.
然后呢，他就去了游泳池，他并不是说是一步一步的下去，他而是像这样跳水，跳进去。
He said, I know, I read the book.
可是我知道，因为我读了书的。
And so he jumped in and drowned.
然后呢，他就跳进去，他就淹死了。
Okay, now in the Christian life, it isn't just some people, you know, some people grew up with the Bible. They say, I know all that. And then they pretend that because they know it, everything's fine. You learn the truth of God by taking a step, by learning it as you go.
这个呢，有些人呢，他从小就是读圣经长大的。所以呢，他们只知道，他们自己以为他知道圣经里的一切。所以实际上，圣经里的知识呢，就是当你在开始你的人生的时候，你边做的时候边理解。
Here's another story, and I believe this story is true in spite of the fact, Roy, that it's hard to translate.
那另外还有一个故事，这故事呢，他相信这故事是真的故事，但是呢。他对我说呢，这个故事可能很难翻译。
There was a young man who was invited once to preach.
有一个年轻人呢，他被人邀请去讲道。
And he had sat as a child, he sat under the good preaching. He said, I know that.
他当时还是个小孩子的时候呢，他听过很多篇讲道，他说我知道讲道是怎么回事。
And so he got up to preach, and he basically said, I'm going to give you a good sermon today.
他呢开始呢，就开始准备讲道了。他就说呢自己很得意，他说我啊，今天要讲一篇很好的道。
And he started to preach, and the farther he went, the more he got confused, and things all began to fall apart.
他开始讲道，那讲道呢，讲得越深呢，他就越搞得越糊涂，然后呢，最后呢，他整篇讲道都不知道讲的什么。
And finally, he had to go and sit down, and his head was down, and he basically realized he'd made a big mistake.
那最后呢，他必须就坐下了。坐下以后呢，他意识到他犯了一个大的错误。
And someone said about him afterwards, these hard words, hard to translate.
所以呢，有些人呢，最后就跟他讲，这些词呢，都是一些很难的词，也很难去翻译。
He said, young man, if you'd gone up the way you came down, you would have come down the way you went up.
他说呢，年轻人呢，如果你同样的方式呢，到达顶峰，那么你从顶峰跌下来以后呢，你很难再以同样的方式再往上走。
Do you understand that?
你们大家相信理解这句话吗？
He went up very proud, and he came down humbled.
因为他往上走的时候呢，他非常的骄傲，但是他却下来的时候呢，他非常的谦卑。
If he had gone up humble, he would have been proud of the way he came down.
因为如果他上去的时候呢是带着谦卑，那么他会很骄傲的下来。
Let me try to explain it all to you another way. I believe God. I say, Lord, you want me to do something, and so I'm prepared to do it, but you must give me the knowledge to do it. You must help me do it. I can't do it on my own, regardless of the fact that I might know some pages in the Bible. I need to know how to do the work that I've got to do.
因为有些人说呢，就是说你要做一件事情，你跟神说，你说神啊，您需要我做这件事情，我准备去做，但是呢，您必须给我知识，那么去做。尽管我可能读了几页的圣经，我心里知道一点，如果您不帮助我呢，我就什么也做不了。我需要神您来帮助我，才能去做我该做的事情。Okay,
I believe God. And therefore I say, Lord, you will help me. I've got to go. And so you say, I will go. Now I'm going to seek the knowledge to do what you want me to do.
我谢神，但是呢，神要我做什么，我说呢，我是准备做。但是你必须也寻求从神来的知识，然后你才知道你该做的事情。
And then the next thing you need is self-control.
下一个呢,
it's easy for a new Christian to be very proud or very weak, hard to be what you ought to be. You've got to control yourself and say, this is what I must do in order to get the blessing of God.
这个呢，在基督徒们是很容易，就是很骄傲的去说我在这个事情该怎么做。你必须要去控制你那种骄傲，然后呢，你必须节制自己去做一些你该做的事情，这样你就可以从神那里得到赐福。
Some people could say, I'm strong, everything's fine, I will do it. And they're not self-controlled, they're just controlled by pride.
有些人说呢，我很强大，我该知道该怎么做，所以呢，他们自己做事呢，是带着极大的骄傲去做的。
Other people could say, I'm not good enough, I could never do that, and so they don't continue properly because they're controlled by fear and failure.
害怕，甚至是带着失败。
So here's the logic now. I've got faith and I'm going to have courage to do. I'm going to get knowledge from God as to how to do it. And then I'm going to follow that logic, that knowledge. I am going to control myself lest I go one side or the other.
这个呢，基本上就是这样的，因为我现在有了信心，所以我有了信心后呢，我就要有勇气去寻求从神来的知识。我有了从神来的知识呢，我就利用那个知识来控制我自己应该怎么去做。我应该节制自己，本来要往这边走的，我就要节制自己，让它朝着正确的方向走。
And then the next word is perseverance. I am going to keep going.
然后下一个呢，就是叫，我们翻译的是忍耐，实际上就是持之以恒，你要一直保持去做。Is
it easy? No.
这个容易吗？并不容易。Did
I meet with instant success? No.
我是那个，有那个很容易就成功过。
Am I going to go run away and hide, or am I going to keep on doing what God wants me to do?
或者说我找个地方躲起来呢，还是就是继续朝神要我去做的方向去做呢？
And that's what the man of God, the woman of God does. They persevere in days of difficulty.
这就是我们属神的男人和女人都该做的事情，在你艰难的日子里，你要持之以恒，要忍耐。
And the fifth rung on the ladder is godliness.
第五节台阶在那个楼梯里的，那就是要敬虔。
We don't start out like God.
我们并不是说开始的时候我们就像神那样。
We have a hard time behaving like God.
我们呢很难就像神那样去行为。
How do we learn to act like God?
我们怎么样学会就像神那样一样去行动呢？
Well, you take your faith and you add courage, and then you add knowledge.And then you add self-control, and then you add perseverance. And when you go through all that and all the circumstances that are involved, then you find you're more like God.
那你首先呢，你有了信心，有了信心呢，你要加上勇气，有了勇气呢，加上知识，有了知识呢，加上节制，有了节制呢，就加上忍耐。当这所有的环境你都有的时候呢，你把这一切都结合起来呢，你就会发现呢，你越来越像神了。
There's an amazing verse in the book of Hebrews, I believe it's chapter 5 and verse 8, and it says that the Lord Jesus himself learned patience or perseverance by the things that he suffered.
因为在希伯来书第五章，大家就是第八节，你讲的主耶稣基督呢，他就通过呢受苦，学会呢忍耐或者持之以恒。
And the Lord Jesus didn't learn it intellectually; he learned it experientially. He learned patience by the things that he suffered.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，他学会的事情呢，并不是因为他的智力呢学会的。但是通过他做的事情，在实践中，通过了实践的这件事，他从痛苦中学会了忍耐。
And what's the result of all that?
那么结果会是什么呢？
Well, when you get godliness, you'll find that you are far better at showing kindness to your brother, brotherly kindness.
如果你有了金钱呢？你就会发现呢，很容易呢，你就去爱你的弟兄，去显示你爱弟兄的心。
And out of brotherly kindness comes love.
就是有了爱弟兄的心呢，你就会有了爱。
What's the difference between brotherly kindness and love?
那么呢，爱弟兄的心和爱有什么区别呢？
Well, one of the differences would be.Brotherly kindness would be kindness to a brother, but love might be kind to someone who really wasn't a brother.
因为这个呢，爱弟兄之心呢，这是比喻的，就是说你会去爱你的弟兄，但是后面这个爱呢，你有可能就是说呢，你不仅爱你弟兄，你会爱那些甚至不是你弟兄的人。
Love is a more mature and often much more difficult thing than brotherly kindness.
爱呢，通常是一个更成熟的，也有点不同的和那个爱弟兄之心。
So you start on the easy things, and then you go to those that are harder.
然后呢，你从一种容易的事情开始，然后。再来去做一些比较难的。
Frankly, if you can't love your brother, you're going to have a hard time loving the bad guy across the street.
如果呢，就坦率的说，如果你呢，甚至连你的弟兄你都不爱的话，你很难爱一个就在街上碰到的一个坏人。
All right, so there's the ladder of Christian growth.
这里有一个台阶在那个基督徒的成长过程。
And so you and I come to it and we say, Lord, would you help me just to keep growing a little more, please? Help me to add those things that I need so that I can get to be like God and love my brother and love all.
因为主，你就会跟主祷告，你说主要求你帮助我，帮助我像这样一点一点的往上走，这样呢，每一次都加上一点知识，加上了知识以后呢，我们就会进前，就像神那样，我们知道就去知道弟兄之爱，最后就知道怎么去爱。
So the question is, what's the good of all that?
问题是这些东西有什么好处呢？
And verse 8 says, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第八节说呢，若这些东西通通足足地在你们里面，就必使你们在我们主耶稣基督的知识上不至于闲了，不结果子了。
So we want to have a faith that is effective and productive.
我们需要这样一个信心，这样的信心呢，就是说是有效的，并且是结果的。
It's there's not much point in having it and never using it.
因为如果你有这样的东西，你从来不用，那就没什么意义了。
So you got to add these things until so that your faith is not only a good faith, but it's a productive faith, it's an effective faith.
这样呢，如果你有这样的信心，你把这所有的刚才讲的都加上去的话，你就会有了一个有效的，而且是结果实的信心。
And what's the opposite?
那么反面是什么呢？
Verse 9. If anyone does not have these seven things built on faith, he is nearsighted and blind. He has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins.
第九节说，人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。
When you remember that you have been saved from your past sins, it's much easier to go and tell people about it. But if you don't tell people about it, it's a sign that you've forgotten.
因为对你来说呢，如果你知道，你记得你过去的罪被赦免了，那你就很容易去跟别人讲这件事儿。如果你不去跟别人讲这件事，这就是一个迹象，你已经忘记了你过去的罪被赦免。
Then verse 10, therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
第十节第十一节，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，是你们所蒙的恩，你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就如永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们的主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
All right, well, that's basically where we got to last week. I just feltthat a review would be beneficial for us.
因为这就是我们上个星期学到停在这里的。我自己觉得呢，如果我们复习一下，对大家都是有益处。
Now Peter says verse 12, So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them, and are fully established in the truth you now have.
第十二节说，你们虽然晓得这些事，并在现今的真理中得以坚立，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
So Peter is saying here now, I'm not sure that I've taught you anything new. And I don't know that I need to teach you anything new. I want to remind you of what you already know.
所以彼得在这里基本上说呢，是我不会教你们什么东西新的东西，我也不认为我可以教你们什么新的东西，我只是提醒你们所已经知道的一些事情。
And being reminded and reminded and reminded and reminded is a very important thing in the Bible.
所以呢，我们被提醒，提醒，提醒。 这是呢，在圣经里一件非常重要的事儿。
How often do you read in the Bible that you should believe in God?
所以你在圣经里，你有多常常读到你应该信神呢？
If I were to say to you now, I want you all to give me one story, one verse, one example from the Bible that says you should believe God. What do you think I would get if each of you gave me one verse, one example?
那如果你们每个人，我要你们每个人给我一节经文，或者一段在圣经里的说，你应该相信神，你认为你应该给我哪一段经文，哪一个故事？
I think you'd all give me a different verse. I think you'd all give me a different story. I think you'd all give me a different example.
我认为你们所有的人都会给我不同的经文、不同的故事、不同的例子。
Why does God tell us over and over and over and over that He loves us?
为什么神呢就一直不断地重复说他爱我们呢？
Well, we might even forget if he didn't.
如果神不重复地说呢，我们有可能就忘记。
And so Peter says, I'm just going to remind you. I'm going to tell you again about the good things of God, even though you know them.
比彼得说呢，我要再次地提醒你，我一直提醒你，其实你那些神的美善，你已经知道的，我还是要提醒你。
He says, I think it right, verse 13, to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body.
第三节说，我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，提醒你们。
It's interesting that Peter refers to his body as a tent.
这里非常有趣的是，彼得呢，把他的身体称为一个帐幕。
Some people think their body is their home.
有些人说呢，他们的身体呢是他的家。
No, Peter says, I've got a home. My home's in heaven. Right now, I just got this tent.
彼得说，不，我有家，我的家是在天堂里。现在我所有的呢，只是个帐篷。
It's a marvelous picture. When we get to heaven, our body is going to be a new body, and it's going to be a tent. No, it's not going to be a tent. It's going to be a home when we get to heaven.
因为我们这是非常有趣的，当我们到达天堂的时候呢，我们有一个身体，我们这个身体呢不再是个帐篷了，我们这个身体会成为一个家。
So you people, when you see me now, just remember what you're looking at is my tent.
你们现在，你们所有的人看到我，看到我呢，只是看到了我的帐篷。
And I think when I get to heaven and you meet me, one of the first things you're going to say to me is, Harold, I had no idea you were so good looking.
然后呢，我知道我们大家所有的人都去了天堂了以后呢。 你就会看见我，看见我说，哎呀 ，Harold， 我从来没想到你长得如此的帅。And
I will say, well, that's because you were always looking at my tent. But how do you like my new home?
那你就说呢，那这是原因，就是因为你总是只是看见了我的帐篷。那你有多喜欢我现在这个家呢，房子呢，或者豪宅？
And Peter says, listen, I want you to get your eye on the home up there. And I'm just in my tent while I'm still here. I got a few more things I've got to tell you. I'm just going to remind you of the fact that we're going to heaven.
因为彼得在这里说呢，我当我们去到天堂的时候，我们在天堂都有一个家，就是一个 很漂亮的新房子，我们现在只有的是一个帐篷。我只是想提醒你们，我们将会去到天堂。
Verse 14 says, "Because I know that I will soon put aside this old tent, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me."
第四节说，因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
So Peter is saying, I don't have much longer in this tent. I'm going to have to die soon, and I'm going to have to die the way the Lord told me that I would die.
彼得在这里说呢，我不会在这个帐篷里待太久，因为我马上就要死了。我要死的方式呢，是主耶稣基督指导我怎么去死的那样一个方式去死。
So Vic asked me earlier, he said, Harold, how did Peter die?
老王呢刚才问了他一个问题，就说那个彼得是怎么死的。
And the answer is the Bible doesn't tell us all the details of his death. Doesn't tell us who killed him or how they killed him.
现在答案就是在圣经里没有任何地方告诉我们使徒彼得他死的细节，他没有告诉我们他是怎么死的，是谁杀了他的。
But you'll remember that the Lord Jesus Christ told Peter that he was going to die in a way that he would not like.
所以大家都要记得，实际上主耶稣基督呢，告诉了彼得呢，就说呢，彼得他死的方式是他自己不喜欢的。
The Lord said to him, I believe in John 21, Peter, when you get old, they will take you and lead you to a place you don't want to go. You'll die because the wicked people killed you the same way they killed me.
实际上我认为主耶稣基督他在约翰福音第21章里跟那个彼得说过，说彼得，当你老的时候呢，你要让人带着你去你不想去的地方。所以呢，主耶稣基督实际上是跟彼得说，那你要死的方式是你不喜欢的，他们会杀呢，你就像他们杀我一样。
And so Peter says, verse 15, I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things that I'm teaching you.
这个第十五节就是呢，并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后，时常怀念这些事。
So that's his introduction now. He's saying, there are a few things I've got to remind you of. You have got to take faith. You've got to add to your faith courage and knowledge and self-control and perseverance and godliness and brotherly kindness and love. You've got to do that. And I'm going to remind you, do that. Don't just sit there. Grow up in your faith.
这里呢，只是说呢，彼得在这里强调说，这只是一个介绍，我是要提醒你们，提醒你们呢，首先呢要有信心，有了信心呢，要加上勇气，加有了勇气要加上知识，有知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有忍耐加上敬虔，敬虔要加上爱弟兄之心，有了爱弟兄之心要加上爱，这所有的一切呢，你们不要只是自己待在那里，你要成长。
Then he gives two very important reasons why we must remember that what he's teaching us is true.
然后呢，他就给了我们两个重要的原因，为什么我们他要教导我们要成长。
The first we read now in verses 16 through 18.
首先我们要读到的是第16节到第18节。
He said, now, we did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. for he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard that voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain.
第16节开始说，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”我们同他在圣山的时候，
Sometimes people say, "How can you believe in heaven? Nobody's ever been there. Nobody's ever come back from there. How can you believe in heaven anyway?"
有些人说，那你们呢？怎么能够相信有天堂呢？也没有人去过那里，有没有人从那里下来？所以你怎么可能相信有天堂呢？
Peter said, "Well, I'll tell you, I believe in heaven."
彼得说，我告诉你，我相信有天堂。
"How do you believe in heaven? Why do you believe in heaven, Peter?" Peter said, "Well, I was almost in heaven once."
人家说，彼得，你怎么相信有天堂？你为什么相信有天堂？ 彼得说呢，我有一次我几乎到了天堂。
He says, "I was with Peter and John on the top of a mountain, and all of a sudden, Moses and Elijah were both there."
当时呢，我和雅各和约翰一同在那个山上。当时呢，我看见了那个摩西和以利亚，他们在那里。
Moses came down from heaven after having been there for 1900 years.
摩西他去了天堂，然后他从天堂下来了，他已经在那里待了1900年了。Elijah
was there. He'd been in heaven for about 800 years.
那个以利亚呢，他也在天堂，他在天堂呢，大概待了800年了。
He said, they were both there. We saw them. We listened to them. They might even have talked to them. He said, "You can't tell me there's no heaven. I've seen Moses and Elijah. They came back from heaven."
因为他说在当时呢，摩西和以利亚他们在那里，我们都看见他了，我们甚至和他们说话了。如果你不相信有天堂， 我看见了，他们从天上下来，他们确实从天堂里下来的。And
some people might say, "Well, Peter, heaven's not such a fabulous place, you know. It's just sort of an ordinary place."
因为有些人呢会跟彼得说，彼得，天堂并不是一个奇妙的地方，它只是一个普通的地方。
He said, "You can call it an ordinary place if you want," but he said, "I saw Jesus there, and Jesus was transformed, transfigured before me, and his face shone, and his clothes were white, and they were glistening just like the sun."
那他说你可以把那个天堂成为普通的地方，但是呢，我看见我们主耶稣基督在那里。 他在我面前变了相，他变相以后呢，他的那个整个身体的发光，他头上的发光，他身上穿的衣服也是亮光闪闪，就像太阳光一样。He
said, "You can't tell me heaven's an ordinary place." He said, "I've seen what it's like in heaven. I saw Jesus, and even his clothes were glorious."
因为他说你不能说天堂就是一个普通的地方，我看见了天上来的，我看见了天堂里的，就像呢主耶稣基督他在天堂的时候呢，他的衣服甚至都是充满了荣耀的。
somebody says, well, now, Peter, you can't really believe in God like that. Peter says, of course I can. I actually heard God speak.
有些人说呢，彼得，你不能相信有那样一个神。彼得说，我当然相信我们有那样一个神呢，我甚至听到了神说话。
We were there, all six of us, Peter, James, and John, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. We were all there. And then there was this great voice from heaven came down, and it said, this is my beloved son, hear him. He said, I've heard God speak.
因为这里呢，他说，当时我们六个人都在那里，我们六个人呢，是彼得自己，然后约翰，然后雅各，然后摩西、以利亚，还有主耶稣。 我们所有的人都听到了从天上来的一个极大的声音，那个声音说：“这是我的爱子，你们要听他的。”他说：“我听到了神说话。”Peter
says, "Don't you try to tell me it's not real. Of course it's real. I've been there. I've heard it. I've seen it. It's real. You guys, it's real." And you can almost see him shaking them. Wake up. I want to tell you how real this is.
彼得说：“那你不要告诉我，那不是真的。我能告诉你，那是真的。我看见了，我听见了，我看见的一切都是天堂来的。所以你们这些人要醒醒，我要摇醒你们。我们所看见的一切都是真的。”
So somebody says to Peter, Peter, why should we believe what you say?
有些人跟彼得说，彼得，为什么我们要相信你说的话呢？
Peter says, because I've seen it. I know it's real. I was there. It happened to me.
那个彼得说呢，因为我看见了，当那个事情呢发生的时候，我在那里，我见证了一切，这些事情都是发生在我的身上。
You remember the rich man said to Abraham in Luke 16, the rich man said, send Lazarus to me, or send Lazarus to my brothers, send somebody to my brothers from the dead.
你们大家都记得在路加福音第16章里，那个有钱人他死了以后呢，他跟亚伯拉罕说， 你把那个拉撒路派回去，派回去跟我的弟兄们说话。The
rich man said, if somebody comes back from the dead, they will believe.
那个有钱人说呢，如果有些人从死里复活，他的那些弟兄们就会相信。
So Peter says, well, one of the reasons I believe is that they did come back from the dead. Moses and Elijah came back to visit me and the others on the mountain. I've seen it. I believe it. You got to believe it too.
他说呢，彼得说呢，我看见了，我真的看见了死人复活。我看见了摩西，我看见了以利亚，另外和我在一起的那几个人一同都看见了。
And then the next verse says, verse 19, we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it or to them.
And then 第19节说呢，我们必有先知更确切的预言，如同灯照在暗处。 你们在这预言上的留意，只等到天亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。What
is more certain? What is a more convincing proof than Peter's eyewitness stories?
这里有什么是更确信的呢？有什么是更有说服力的呢？比那个彼得的眼见的见证呢？
And the answer is the prophecies of the Bible.
答案是圣经里的预言。
When you study the prophecies of the Bible, you say, wow, how could anyone prophesy with such accuracy?
当你看到圣经里的那些预言的时候呢， 你会说哇，有什么人可以这么准确的预言将来发生的事儿？
There are many, many, many fulfilled prophecies in the Bible.
那里呢有很多很多的预言在圣经里实现了。
I'm going to give you quickly three of them. Just remember them.
我要给你三个很简单的预言，你们大家要记住。
Number one, there is a nation in the world today called Israel with a population of 7 million Israelis, 7 million Jews. It's there because God said it would be there.
这里呢，这里有一个国家，在世界上有国家，它存在，它的名字叫以色列。那里有700万的以色列人，700万的犹太人，他们那个国家呢，就存在在这里，因为神说必须有这么一个国家存在在那里。
It wasn't there for 18 centuries, but it was revived after 18 centuries in my lifetime.
因为在那个18个世纪呢，它不在那个地方，但是呢，在我的人生里，我看见了它这个国复国了。
Absolutely amazing.But it happened, and you and I hear about it every day in our news feeds.
因为这个呢是非常神奇的，这样呢，它确实发生在那里，所以你我呢每天都能在新闻上读到。
Number two, the book of Hebrews says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed.By the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
因为呢，第二个呢，就是在希伯来书里讲的。希伯来书呢，讲到的呢，在世界上，这所有的神的话都会充满的世界，只是说这些所有的出现的都是我们眼睛看见的。
And God said that way back in the first century.
神那么说的一直是可以追溯到第一世纪。
And in the 19th century, Albert Einstein explained it in terms of modern science.
在第十九世纪的时候呢，那个爱因斯坦用现代科技来做了解释。
How did the writer to the Hebrews understand it so that it would be precisely according to modern science?
因为那个当时希伯来书的作者，怎么知道那么精准的，就是按照当今的现代科技来所说的那样的事呢？
Number three.The book of Revelation chapter 13 says, no man could buy or sell unless he had the mark of the beast.
然后呢，第三个就是在启示录第十三章里说，一个人除非有了那个魔鬼在身上的记忆印章，否则的话他不能买东西，也不能卖东西。
Now we have cell phones, and we have implants, and I've told you before that in Sweden today, they've got an implant in their body so that they can buy and sell, and there's no problem. Everything's all in part of that one little mark that they've got on their body. Who told?John, when he wrote the Bible, that would be characteristic of the last day.
因为这个呢，我们今天呢有了这样的手机，我们也有了从大脑里植入的一些东西。如果呢你有的这些东西在里面的话呢，你才能去做一些事情。所以那个是谁告诉约翰在启示录里要那么写的呢？
Do you know what I read the other day?
你知道我有一天我读到一些东西吗？
Probably just yesterday I read this.
大概就是昨天我读到这样一篇。
Google has said that they will not record the tracking history of where people are if in fact they visit an abortion clinic.
因为 Google 说呢，Google 他们不会，谷歌啊，他不会去追踪人的行踪的历史，除非呢，他去了一家做流产的诊所。
They said we will track you everywhere you go, but if you go to an abortion clinic, we won't record that because we believe in abortion. That's what our society is saying. Not next week, not 25 years ago, not 5,000 years ahead. That's what they said yesterday.
也是让那谷歌说呢，我们会追踪你的一切的行踪，但是呢，你们如果去一个流产诊所的话，我们就不追踪你。我们不追踪你呢，是因为他们认为流产是合法的，所以呢，他们说呢，他并没有这个事情呢，并不是说是几千年说的，也不是几天之前说的，是昨天刚刚说的。
Why do we believe this book?
我们为什么要相信圣经呢？
Because it's full of prophecy.
因为里面充满了那个预言。
And we read the news and we say we're not surprised. That's exactly what the Bible predicted.
我们呢，读到这些的时候呢，我们说我们并不感到奇怪，因为圣经已经预测了这些要发生。
And Peter says, you might not believe me.
你彼得说呢，你又可能不相信我。
You might not believe that I was with Moses and Elijah on the mountain. You may not believe that.
你也可能不相信我，当时呢，我和摩西、以利亚在那个山顶上，你可能不相信这个。
He says, you got no reason for not believing prophecy. It is clear, plain, obvious, and irrefutable.
因为他说呢，你没有理由不去相信这些是圣经里的预言，这是因为这个预言呢是极度准确的，是可以去实践的。
And verse 19 goes on and says, and you will do well to pay attention to prophecy. It's like a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises.In your hearts.
这里呢，第十九节继续说呢，你们要在这上面留意，好像留意照在黑暗处的灯光一样，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心中升起的时候才是好的。
All right. What is the Bible? The Bible is a light that shines in the dark place.
那么圣经是什么呢？圣经是一束光在那个黑暗中闪耀的光。
And so, as I read the news feeds these days, I often say to myself, I wonder what my father would think if he were reading this news feed with me today. What would he think? He died 40 years ago.
那天我这几天呢，我在读新闻，我就说呢，我就会想想。我的爸爸他会怎么讲，如果他今天在和我一起看这些新闻的话，他会怎么讲，因为我爸爸40年前就死了。
And the answer is he would be alarmed that it all happened so soon, but he wouldn't be surprised. He would say, Harold, this is exactly what I told you would happen, and I told that to you 70 years ago when you were a young boy growing up.
今天他，我认为我爸不会说呢，他会感到就是说他觉得很奇怪的是，就是他感到惊奇的是，这些事会发生的这么快， 但是他不会因为这些事发生而感到惊奇，因为他爸爸说呢，会跟他说，这孩子，这就是40年前我告诉你的，像以后要发生的事情，现在确实就发生了。
So Peter says, listen, you pay attention to my story. I was with him on the mount. You pay attention to prophecy because what God said will happen, will happen.
所以呢，彼得说呢，你们要注意，你们注意，因为我当时就在那个变相山上，所以你们注意，你们也要注意圣经里那些先知啊，那些预言所讲的预言。因为这神说这个预言它会发生，它就一定会发生。
And then he says, verse 20, above all, you must understand that no prophecy of scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation.
第二节呢，他就说最要紧的，你该知道，就该知道经上所有的预言没有任何，没有可随意解说的。
Prophecy isn't here because some Old Testament people said, I think I would like to tell what's going to happen in the future.
那个预言就在那里，因为在旧约时代的那些先知呢说呢，我要告诉你们在将来要发生什么事。
Prophecy isn't here. It isn't true because some people today look at the verses and they say, I think they mean this. I think it's symbolic. This is what's happening. I will put my interpretation on those verses.
那个实际上预言在那里，预言的好多呢都已经发生了，已经实现了。但是呢，今天有些人呢说呢，是的，这是一个预言，将来过去讲的预言，今天实现了。所以呢，我会去说。这是只是一个象征性的，所以呢，我自己要来解释这个预言到底是什么意思。
So the question is, where did prophecy come from?
问题是那些预言是从哪里来的呢？
Answer verse 21. For the prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God.As they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
那个二十一节说，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
And so the great prophets, especially Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they say repeatedly something like this.
这个呢，这个伟大的先知呢。有就像以赛亚、耶利米还有以西结，他们呢，重复的说这样的一件事。
The prophets say, "The Lord spoke to me one day and said, Isaiah, you write this down. This is what I say. Jeremiah, you write this down. This is what I say. Ezekiel, you write this down."This is what I say. That's the way all prophecy came. They were moved by the Spirit of God to write what they wrote.
实际上呢，在以赛亚呢，他是这样说的。他有一天呢，神对我说话，这是我所说的话。所以以赛亚，你把它写下来，然后也跟耶利米说，耶利米，这是我说的话，你把它写下来。那以西结说，以西结，这是我说的话，你把它写下来。这所有的先知他们所写的这些预言呢，都是被圣灵感动，然后他们才写下这些的。
So this book is called the Word of God.
所以这个圣经呢，被称之为神的话。
Why is it called the Word of God?
为什么它被称为神的话呢？
And in simple terms, it's called the Word of God because if the Bible says it, it means God said it.
这里呢，把这个圣经呢称为神的话呢，非常简单，就说呢，如果圣经说什么，那就是神说的什么。
What do we know about the prophecy of the Bible? It is sure.
因为我们对圣经里的预言有什么了解呢？ 因为它是真真切切。
All right, so we've got two reasons why we believe it. Number one, the witnesses who saw it, Peter among them, and many others. Number two, the prophecies that prove it, the three that I mentioned to you, and a vast number of others.
那些他们眼睛看见的证人，就是就像是彼得和他们那些在山上所看见，另外一个呢，就是圣经里的预言，它能够来证明圣经是真的。其实除了这两个原因以外，我还可以告诉你大量的这项的证据和原因来证明圣经是真的。
Now Peter said, the reason that I'm writing to you is this. It's not that you don't know this, and it's not that the proofs aren't obvious. This is the problem. Verse 2, chapter 2. There were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you.
那彼得实际上呢，我告诉你们这些，这里面所有讲的一切真的都是真的，一再强调为什么呢？因为在第二章你告诉我们有一些假先知和假师傅。
False prophets. Lots of false prophets there. Why were they there? So that people would not believe God.
这里呢有很多的假先知、假师傅、假教师，为什么他在那里呢？他们在那里的原因呢，就是他们会让人不相信神。The
question is, why did these false prophets arise?
所以呢，问题是为什么有这样的假先知和假师傅兴起呢？
The answer is, if people listen to the false prophets, then they won't believe God. And so the story of Jeroboam is the simple illustration of that.
这里讲到的呢，为什么有这些假师傅？这假师傅在这里是让神们不去信神，那么那个耶利波安的故事呢，会解释这是这样一件事。
You'll remember that after the days of Solomon, when Solomon died, Rehoboam, his son, became king, but Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, he decided he wanted a kingdom for himself.
因为你们大家都记得这个故事，实际上是那个所罗门死了以后呢，那个瑞亚伯就是那个耶利波，他接替了他的王位，然后那个耶利波安呢，他就不想让他。 接替那个王位，他想要那个王位。
So Jeroboam said, "If we don't follow Rehoboam, you come and follow me. I won't tax you as much as Rehoboam. You come and follow me." And they said, "We don't like paying taxes. I think we'll come and follow you."
所以那个瑞亚伯呢，他耶利波呢，他跟那个杰尔伯或者是耶利波呢。 耶利波安呢，他说呢，你不要去相信他，因为他这个征了你们太多的税，我不会征那么多的税对你们。这人们呢，他不愿意付税，所以他们呢就跟随了那个耶利波安。
And then Rehoboam said, "You know, if all the people in my kingdom go back to Jerusalem three times a year to worship, as God said they must. If they go back, pretty soon they'll ignore me and they'll start following Rehoboam again. I might even lose my kingdom."
那实际上呢，那个耶利波安，耶利波安，他说呢，你们都来那个一年三次来到那个耶路撒冷，然后呢，让他们那个，然后如果他们都来朝拜。 所以呢，他们就不会去跟随那个。如果他们去跟随那个耶律伯安呢，我可能就会失去我的王国。
And so Rehoboam established his own religion, and he hired his own false prophets to preach a different message so that people wouldn't go back to Jerusalem, wouldn't go back to God, and wouldn't go back to Rehoboam.
实际上那个耶律伯安呢，他就请了一些假先知和假教师，然后去教导他们，教导不同的宗教，教导不同的神，所以这些人呢，他们呢就不会回到Rehoboam那边去。
So that's exactly what happened 3,000 years ago, just after Solomon died. The question now isWhat happens today to us?
这就是那个在那个以前确确实实发生的事情。那么今天呢，在我们这里会发生什么样的事情？
So chapter 2 and verse 1 again. Just as there will be false teachers among you, they will secretly introduce destructive heresies.Even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves.
第一节里继续说呢，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认，自己速速的灭亡。
So in the world today,There are many false teachers who will be like false prophets, and they will seek to lead people astray. And the question is, are you and I going to follow the true teachers, the true prophets, or are we going to follow the false prophets?
这里呢，今天呢，我们有很多的假教师，假教师他们兴起呢。他们试图把别人带迷途了，把我们就像那些假先知一样。所以呢，我问题就是我们是要跟随那些假教师呢，假先知呢，还是要跟随真的教师和真的先知呢
？So you've got to keep your eyes open.You've got to say, am I following the true or am I following the false?
那我们呢必须要保持我们的眼睛开着。是这样呢，我们是跟着假教师呢，假先知呢，还是跟着真教师呢，真先知呢？
So I'm going to give you another illustration, and this time it's from my own life.
因为我要给大家另外一个例子，这个例子呢，这一次是从我自己的人生里。
I was raised at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
他是在十六街教会长大的。
I heard the teaching from the Bible, hopefully the same kind of teaching that we give from 16th, in the building and on Zoom every week. I heard this stuff from when I was a little boy.
当然呢，从那个小时候呢，他就听到那些前面的跟他讲的一些教导，从圣经来的。他希望呢，他今天在给十六届教会，还有通过众人给出的这样的教导呢，是沿着那个教导下来。
And when I was 18 years old, I went out to the big university at British Columbia, and I said, Harold, here's your opportunity.You are going to have to decide whether the teaching that you got at 16th was right or whether the people in the world, those smart people at UBC, whether they're right.
当我18岁的时候，我上 UBC 的时候呢，然后我就跟自己问我自己说 Harold, 你现在必须做出决定，就说呢是。那个在十六届教会里的教导是正确的呢，还是那些在社会上的那教导，那些特别聪明的人，甚至说是在大学里的那些教授、教师所教导的是正确的？你必须做出决定。
And so I prayed much. And I said, Lord, I want you to show me that you are the truth of God and not this other stuff. I don't know. You just got to show me, Lord.
然后呢，我就开始祷告，我就跟祷告说，主啊，你向我显示，显示您就是那个真理的神，你必须向我显示，而不是那些其他的人是真理，您才是真理的神，您必须向我显示。
And I'm having trouble summarizing the conclusion that I came to.
现在他这个，他现在呢，就是说他很难把他说出的这个东西做一个总结。
One thing is that I prayed much, and I said, Lord, would you please answer this prayer, and this prayer, and this prayer, and this prayer, and this prayer.
然后呢，有一件事我是这样的，我就祷告了很多很长时间，我就是主啊。求您应允这个祷告，这个祷告，这个祷告，这个祷告。
And I was amazed because God kept on answering the prayers. Nobody else could have done that.
然后呢，我就感到非常的惊奇，因为神呢一直应允我的祷告，其实没有任何其他的人可以这样做。
I studied science.
我在学科学。
And I learned about the scientific method.
然后呢，我就学会了那些科学的方法。
And the scientific method goes like this. If you do something and the result is something else. If every time you do this, you get that.If every time you do this, you get that, then pretty soon you know that there is a scientific relationship between this and that.
然后呢，在我学会的科学的办法是呢，如果你这么去做，你就会得到这个。如果你这么去做，一直得到这样的结果，你这么做又得到的结果，你如果每次做这么做得到的结果是同样的话。那么说呢，这一之间一定有一些科学的联系。
And Einstein said, if you do this and you know you're always going to get that, then you're not maybe wise if you do this again, hoping you're going to get something different.
因为这爱因斯坦说呢，如果你做这个，你总是得到这样一个结果。如果你呢，不照这样去做，那么呢，你可能得到不同的结果。
And I said to myself, Harold, if God answers your prayers over and over and over again, you would not be a good scientist if you said, no, there is no God. He's given you all the proof. You've got to believe him.
然后呢，我就跟自己说 ，Harold， 如果神这么一直一直的，也就是说去答应你的应允你的祷告，那么呢？这个神呢，就是一定是一个很好的神，就是说呢，那你必须要相信他。
And I won't give you the answers to those prayers today. I've given you many down through the years, and will keep on giving you more. But I know one thing. From a scientific point of view, in my own heart, I know there's a God who answered prayer.
那实际上呢，我今天呢不会告诉你那个神给我是怎么样应用我的祷告的。我这些年来呢，我一直告诉你神应用了我这个祷告，应用这个祷告。所以呢，如果神呢一直按照这个方式，他一直应用我的祷告的话，那么从一个科学的心态去观察的话呢，这个必须有一个神，你必须要相信他。
And many people have tried to dissuade me in my life, and I have said, no, I'm not going to follow the wrong thing.
所以很多人呢，实际上呢，在他的人生中呢，尝试着诱惑他。他说呢，不，我不去跟随那些错误的事情。
I had a boss once who told me this. He said, Harold, What your problem is, you read the Bible too much. You should stop reading the Bible. You should start reading Shakespeare. Now, if you read more Shakespeare, you would be a better man.
因为有一次呢，我的老板跟我说呢 ，Harold， 你知道你的问题是吗？什么吗？就是你读圣经读的太多了，你应该停止那么多的去读圣经，你应该多读一点莎士比亚的作品。如果你多读一点莎士比亚的作品的话呢，你会变成一个更好的人。
What do you think I said?
你认为我是怎么回答他的呢？
I said, thank you for the advice. I'm going to keep reading my Bible. You keep your Shakespeare.
我说呢，感谢你给我的忠告，但是呢，我会坚持读我的圣经，你读你的莎士比亚去。
Is Shakespeare bad?
那个莎士比亚是坏的吗？
No, probably one of the best writers you'll find. But God is way ahead of Shakespeare.
你的莎士比亚呢，可能就是最伟大的作家之一，你能够找到的。但是神呢，却远远超过了莎士比亚。
And the false teachers will be after you, and after you, and after you, and after you. Come try this, come see that, come over here, look at this, study that, and you say, thank you. This is God's word. I believe God's word.
那个呢，假教师呢，他会一直追着你，他说啊，你来看看呢，你来试试啊，你来读读这个，看看那个，你到我这里来呀。你说不，我又要读圣经，圣经是神的话，我只读圣经。
All right, so we're going to get into a lot more of this. This basically now, chapter 2, basically introduces the theme of the rest of the book.What about prophecy? We're going to learn a lot about it as we go along. Remember this. God spoke in a way that is true and right and real, and he's proven himself. We must believe his book.
这里呢，我们今天就读到这里。这里实际上只是一个开始。第二章第一节是个开始，在后面呢，它会展开，然后我们会发现很多的关于预言的事情。这个预言呢，你会一直发现呢，神的话是正确的，它是真的，它是精确的，所以你不要去信别的东西，你要相信神的话。
All right, that's our story for today. Our time is gone. We're going to keep on following the Lord.
今天这就是我们今天的故事，我们的时间也到了，我们大家要坚持跟随主。
Let's have a word of prayer. The afternoon, the children at 3:30, and the prayer meeting at 7:30 tonight, and the Lord will bless us. Let's pray.
我们今天现在来祷告，因为下午3:30是儿童圣经学习，晚上7:30是祷告会，我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that you have taught us through the testimony of many good men like Peter who say, we haven't followed cunningly devised fables. We are first-hand witnesses.
耶稣主啊，我们也感谢您在圣经里教导了我们，通过这么多的证人来教导我们，特别是彼得。彼得在这里说到的时候，我们是眼睛亲眼看到的。
And we thank you.For the fulfillment of prophecy that gives us this great confidence in our God.
我们非常感恩您实现了这么多的预言，让我们在我们的神里面有信心。
And we remember then the words of John who said, This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
因为我们在这里其实在约翰这么讲过这是我们在他里面有的信心。如果我们遵循他的旨意去祈求任何东西，他会应允我们。
And so, Lord, here we are again with confidence before you. And we're saying, Lord, bless us and prosper your work amongst us.
所以主啊，我们这是让我们再次来到您的面前有信心，因为求您赐福给我们，求您把那些宣扬给我们。
And Lord, we pray that you will save any amongst us who do not know you as Savior, and we pray that you will be with us and cause us to add those wonderful seven things in our lives so that we will not be unfruitful, but we will have an abundant entrance.
主啊，求您再帮助我们现在我们中间如果有不信的人，求您帮助他们信主，也求您帮助我们信的人，让我们把这上面讲的那些所有的都加到我们的信心上面，这样呢我们就会不会不结果子，而是有丰丰富富的结果子。
And we give thanks again in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord bless us all. Amen.